On the Ramblecast with Nick and Chris and Matt with Jack. They pour me a draft and make me laugh on the Ramblecast podcast tonight. I'd ask my friends to come and see the Ramblecast podcast with me. I'd like to be on the Ramblecast with Chris and Matt and Nick with Jack.
Woo! I think that's your best ever.
It sounds familiar, Jack.
I drink a lot. I don't remember. No, but I that was nice. I liked it.
Thank you.
Who did that one?
I think it was the Monkees.
Oh, okay. Yeah. One of those like knockoff bands.
One of those 60s bands. Yeah,
yeah. Didn't know how to spell their animal name.
Right.
The Monkees.
Hey, we're the Monkees. My granddaughter loves the Monkees. I think I've talked about this before. She loves the Monkees.
Now, Jack, I didn't have time to watch your video, but you posted a video about did you subject one of your kids to watching the new trailer?
No, it's I was watching the trailer and my granddaughter came crawling over really fast and wanted to see it and jumped up. So I said, well, let me start it over again. And she was so into it. So I played it again and filmed her.
Oh,
watching some of it. She just loved it.
The Star Wars trailer?
Star Wars trailer.
Oh,
she just like was. So I said, I'll just put it on YouTube.
It's the music.
So you're trying to kind of cut in on some of that geek dad life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, you know.
I think about it. We had Ralph did one, Jack did one, and Jay did one. So
yeah, so, trifecta there.
I think I started first, though.
I don't know. I don't know when you posted yours, but
no, man. I started this whole thing well over a year ago.
Oh, mm-hmm.
When someone gives a review on something. Or a top five. I've been doing this for like a while, so I'm not gonna call anybody out, copycat. But anyway, so. But she just loves it. She loves her. She loves the. We talked about last week. She loves Smash Mouth. She likes Cher. She loves listening to Cher. Yeah.
Do you believe in love after love?
No, more of the older Cher. Sonny and Cher. The Beat Goes On, and also.
I got you, babe.
And then also she likes Tramps and Thieves, Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves.
That song from The Mask.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does she sing a song in Mask?
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
I don't think she does, but.
Okay.
I don't remember her singing in The Mask, but.
Yeah, I just thought maybe at the end when.
But she'll sit there and watch music for like. You got to limit her time because, you know, kids are, you know, if they get too much. Video time, they'll go crazy. So,
well, Jack, I know that you couldn't make the Owen and Brew's barbecue.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Sure. Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah. but you always give me that coolie death stare when it's like not breaking at all. But anyway, speaking of kids and Star Wars, though, you know they've geared a lot of these like little. Short little YouTube kind of stuff for, you know, so go to Star Wars Kids. There's a whole section of them. In fact, there's these like little weird BB-8 videos. I watched one with my kids the other day. My kids are aged out of it. Like, they're like, what is this? This is weird. Let's keep watching it. No, they still want to watch it, but they're kind of like, they realize that this is for like 3-year-olds.
I'll be trying to front it off. Like, oh, this is garbage. Let's keep watching.
It's garbage, but I'm gonna let's find out what happens at the end, though.
So it's Star Wars Kids. I'm unaware of this. Maybe I can finally get my daughter to give a shit about Star Wars.
There's a bunch of them. They've done the Star Wars Galaxy of Adventures, which are basically like 2-minute little, like, you know,
okay.
And they give clips and they use audio. They use actual audio from the original trilogy, and they animate it in a cool Japanime way, and then. And then, of course, there's these other ones where they're like they're rollies, like they're all kind of like these right. Like little. So
is it like chronologically, like whatever? It's just
what, it's just clips.
Some the other.
Yep.
Okay.
So does Nick hate them?
I don't know if he's seen all of them, but there's another. So there's several in this, the Star Wars Kids. There's another one that my kids really actually like, which is Star Wars by the Numbers. But of course, they've seen Star Wars, so some of that stuff makes a little bit more sense.
One, Star Wars One, Star Wars Two, Star Wars Three.
No, they'll go through like the entire trilogy, and they'll say like every time someone says, "I've got a bad feeling about this," and they'll count it out, and they'll show little clip, and you know, or like every time Yoda giggles. That was one that my kids really thought was funny. It's like. And so they'll play every time.
How often does he giggle?
Quite a lot in Empire Strikes Back.
He does, yeah.
Yeah. And then they break it down with a cool graph at the very end, which it'll show like so. So Star Wars by the Numbers, though, I would highly recommend, even for those.
Do they have how many times Luke kisses his sister?
No.
No? maybe I can post that on Star Wars Kids.
Maybe, well... I doubt it. You're not Disney related there. You're not Disney.
I'll just sneak it in. They won't sure. know. I'll have you post it on Twitter as a Disney Plus. Okay.
Now, to be clear, I'm done with my Twitter marathon.
Do you get any contact from Disney at all? Disney Plus?
No, I think they blocked me. No, they haven't blocked me, but, No, it was fun. And thank you for everyone that chimed in. I know Drake the Destroyer was kind of recommenting and commenting on some of the stuff that I had done, and same with JP. And I know Colleen liked one, and she said this is one out of 700.
Well, you had one that was really funny. I put that's the best one.
It was the one about Octopus's Garden.
Was that it? I don't know. It was funny. It made me laugh.
What's Octopus? I don't know that movie.
Yeah.
Is it Octopussy's Garden?
Is it SpongeBob?
I don't know. Lives in a pineapple under the sea. SpongeBob SquarePants. Yeah.
I'm so thrilled that I was, you know, I'm old enough to not have that be part of my childhood, and I'm also old enough for my kids to not have that be a part of their childhood.
Yeah, SpongeBob SquarePants?
You had PB's Playhouse.
He's really absorbing. Yeah. Really gets you.
Yeah, SpongeBob was never a thing for me. Sorry.
I was glad that we missed the Barney era.
We missed Barney, and we missed...
I didn't miss Barney.
We missed Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. That was after us.
No, I didn't miss that. My kids were into that.
What else we miss?
We missed all the lame stuff.
Yeah, all the stuff we watched was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Although sometimes you go back and you watch like an old G.I. Joe cartoon, and you're like, why did I like this?
You
know? Yeah. Hey, kids, remember Joe doesn't do drugs, and you shouldn't either.
Like, remember Danger Mouse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Danger Mouse.
Crumbs, Chief, what will we do now?
I don't think I've ever heard of Danger. Penfold.
It was on Nickelodeon. I only got to watch that when I visited my dad.
They did a remake of it. There's like this current generation version of Danger Mouse. Well,
they should make it a movie, Danger Mouse.
It was awesome.
Mighty Mouse? Not Mighty Mouse?
Yeah, watch Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse, Underdog. Underdog. Yep. Where he would take a drug and make him stronger.
Yeah. They've upped that for kids now. It's called Captain Underpants. So.
Dude, my daughter loves Captain Underpants.
Ed Helms. Like, you know, I kind of feel sorry, you know, for kids since Cartoon Network came out in the mid-90s, is that, you know, they don't have that Saturday morning experience like we did. Because that's how we knew all the old cartoons, like all the old classic Mickeys and Donald Ducks and WB
After
ones.
These messages,
well, because you'd have G.I. Joe or He-Man or whatever, you know, and those are 20-minute cartoons. But so you have to have something to fill in the other 10 minutes, and so you'd get like a minute or two little quick old Disney cartoon in there, and so you'd see all these old ones, and I remember them.
Of course.
Plus, they had learning lessons too. They had, you know, I'm just a bill. I'm just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill.
True.
Now I'm stuck in committee.
Conjunction.
Do the kids What's your function?
Hooking up words and making them sound right.
I thought you said fucking up words.
Fucking up words and making that's actually better. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, two of my favorite cartoons growing up as a kid were the Pink Panther and the Roadrunner, mm-hmm. and there's no words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
just visual. You don't always need words.
Yeah. You know, funny you mentioned Roadrunner. So this is like a fleeting memory of my childhood. I remember I was also a huge, huge, huge fan of the Roadrunner. Loved watching Roadrunner. And everybody always, you know, you kind of pulled for the coyote, Wile E. Coyote to win just once. And I'll never forget that some gaming company, I'm not sure which one, came out with a Roadrunner game for Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember when it came out, and I remember going down to the mom-and-pop video rental place that rented games as well. They had, like, you know, seven video games. It wasn't in Blockbuster. It was called the Video Station.
The Video Station.
Yeah, it's called the Video Station. No longer in existence. It's now, I think, a liquor store. I remember getting that shiny copy of the Roadrunner video game and getting it home and popping that 8-bit, you know, cartridge into my Nintendo. And of course it didn't work the first 7 times. So you had to blow on it and do the whole thing. And I'll never forget how fucking terrible that game was and how much of an absolute letdown it was. I remember I had dreams of what that game was going to be like. I was like, I'm going to be able to go into this world of the Roadrunner. And remember I got it, man. It sucked. I'm going to look it up. It was a terrible game.
As Back to the Future for original NES was horrible. If you ever played that.
Oh my God. Like, yeah.
You just walked around and picked up clocks the whole time. You know, you're like, what the hell is this shit?
I'm going to go back in time. Have they played the song?
Well, of course it's all, you know, 8-bit. So it's, you know, I can't do
what,
it.
What always bugged me as a kid, what bugged me about the coyote is he spent all this money on the Acme products, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just buy himself some food?
It's a good point. It's a great point.
It's the principle.
Yeah.
But he was starting.
You know, actually, coyotes are faster. Coyotes are actually faster than roadrunners, which is the irony.
Thanks for ruining that for us.
You know, when I was driving through western Nebraska back in, what was it, August, I guess, and I see this bird in the middle of the road because I'm in just the road no one's driving on. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Did you speed up?
It was a roadrunner, though, just in the middle of the road. And I'd never actually seen one. I knew they existed, but I'd never seen one. And it's just standing there in the road. And of course, I rolled out into a look at it, and I don't know if they make noises or not, so I just naturally go, meep, meep. Just looks at me.
Did you – you didn't go into a tunnel because it could have been fake.
It could have been, no.
Dude, the future is pretty freaking cool. Can we just – So I just did a quick Google search on how to – on this game, and, well, guess what? I can play it.
Oh, you can.
The Roadrunner game?
The one that ruined your childhood?
Yeah. This game still sucks. Look at this. You guys seeing this?
You got to click the share screen button.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was.
No.
We're looking at the joy on your face.
Yeah.
This
game sucks!
Which is warming us in our hearts.
Yeah.
You're actually making Nick allergic.
Roadrunner. Yeah, but going well. While Chris is doing this, but I used to love the Bugs Bunny Hour. Right, it was Bugs Bunny and Overheat. Was it? What's the song? What heights will be on with the show? This is it.
Something.
Oh well, he didn't miss much. Anyways, I just played the game. It was crazy.
Oh, that's great. Did you win?
No. I had to let the coyote win.
Well, you know, I bought that NES little mini one that came out a few years ago with whatever how many games already stored in it.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I loved playing Zelda and Adventure of Link. I just loved playing those all the time. And, yeah, the first one. And I remember as a kid playing Link all the time and finally beating it. And I was like, I'm going to play this game again. And I got past the first little bit in the cave and all that, if you guys remember that game, and I was like, this game fucking sucks, man. I was like, you're doing the same shit over and over and over again. Like, how the hell do you beat it? And so, like you're saying, Chris, I like the modern world that we live in. So I just Googled, you know, like time, whatever, like one beats Adventures of Link, you know. And so I just watched somebody beat the whole game. Like, that's much easier to just fast forward to the end. I'm like, I'm so glad I did not commit, you know, like 20 or 30 hours of my life to beating this game. Because all you do when you win is the princess kisses you. That's it. It's the end of the game. Like, this is
but that's the that's satisfaction of doing it the right way.
No. what are you doing there, Matt?
Oh, I was pretending that I had my Nintendo Joy gloves.
Oh, sticking
oh okay, sure. Uh-huh.
Your Joy glove? What the fuck is Nintendo Joy glove?
Didn't you guys have
that
a Nintendo?
Some weird shit you buy at the fetish store?
I think Jay had that.
You talking about the power glove?
Yeah, the
most infamous,
glove,
amazing you know? Accessory ever Wait, created for video games that
no,
never worked.
Mine
never
was worked. Called the Joy glove.
Came with feathers and
you had to prime it.
It came with feathers and Lubriderm.
if it was plugged in the wrong way, you felt it. But you know, other than that,
I never had the power glove or the mat.
You could run and race people.
Run on,
Dude, those are the days, man. Like, I remember what was the movie with the wizard with Fred Savage?
I think that was kind of like the
I remember they bust out the power glove. He pulls out like a fucking Halliburton briefcase and just opens it up. There's the power glove just sitting in there with like dry ice. Pulls it out. And it's just like the most amazing thing in the world. I got one and it sucked.
It sucked
so bad,
yeah.
But it looked amazing.
Well, that movie was such a big deal, too, even though it's not that great of a movie, because that was the debut of Super Mario 3.
Yes, and it showed you how to get the whistle.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, think about this. Fred Savage, at probably the height of his career and as a child actor, right? Coming off the heels of Princess Bride and... You know, and he's in the Wonder Years, right? You know, and he gets this movie where he gets to be the hero and play a video game. Oh my gosh.
Who doesn't want to be Fred Savage? Better than his brother, right?
His brother
is on Boy Meets World.
Oh really?
Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
Huh. You know, that's also coming out on Disney Plus.
Well, I didn't see it on your Twitter thing.
It was there. I mean, there's a lot. Girl Meets World is also being released on Disney Plus. I will have you know that there are a lot of sequels, and I did some digging on this, guys. There are a lot of sequels that are being released, but Disney Plus isn't releasing the original. So if you wanted to see the first National Treasure, forget about it. You can only see the sequel.
You don't like a good one.
If you wanted to see the first Santa Paws,
well, that's bullshit shit. Because the first National Treasure, that's Nicolas Cage, right?
No, so the second one.
Because he's the funniest. He runs funny. He's a terrible runner.
I'm curious what Chris was going to say.
Talking about Disney Plus real quick. I know we're kind of on that bandwagon right now. There's some pretty cool news today. If you're a Verizon Wireless customer, Verizon Wireless is going to give you a free year of Disney Plus.
Oh, fuck. Why did I buy that?
Really? I mean, I get Disney Plus. I don't have to do anything?
I'm reading it right now. So it says that Verizon will offer customers a year of Disney Plus for free. Verizon will offer all new and existing Verizon Wireless Unlimited customers, new Fios Home Internet customers, and new 5G Home Internet customers a year of Disney Plus for free. It's a thing.
Cool.
Speaking of running funny,
so people who already pre-ordered the Disney Plus service are still eligible. The purchase will be put on pause and resume after the Verizon promo period.
When does Disney Plus come out?
The 12th of November.
Remember, we got less than a month away.
Because I got to get Apple TV because I'm looking at that All Mankind show. Looks pretty good. You've seen that?
I have not seen trailers for that.
Looks like a space.
The
guy that was in The Killing is in it. He's also in, he also ran for president in House of Cards. He was the opponent of what's his name? Frank Underwood.
Oh, okay.
I know the actor's name, but I'm drawing a blank on it. But it looks like a good TV show, so I may have to get it just for that. And there's a couple other shows I saw that would be pretty good.
And then that third series, you know, the Band of Brothers Pacific. Now, I'm not sure what they're going to call it, but you know, it's going to be about the air war.
Did you know that? That's not an HBO.
No, it's going to be on Apple. I guess HBO. I guess decided to pass on it. I think because of budget reasons, not because of content, but because I guess Band of Brothers and the Pacific just cost too much money to make.
Well, how long until HBO's out of business?
Yeah. Never.
You better watch those words, mister. We got to watch Watchmen.
Home burnout.
that was one thing that we were we wanted to talk about briefly. We had recorded this other show yesterday without Jack. It's our review of the Star Wars trailer.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, the call was put out there.
I'm not part of that group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just the Ramblecast then.
But Nick and Chris did want to mention or at least talk about Watchmen, right?
Sure.
Yes.
I mean, you guys had mentioned it.
You know what? I don't want to talk about Watchmen with them.
Okay. So, okay, well, moving on.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Do I
have to leave? Is this like another podcast?
No. I just was curious as to what Nick and Chris had to say because we almost started talking about it, but we were like, oh, well, we'll talk about it tomorrow, and we just kind of put it on pause.
Oh, if it's okay with Jack, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Did that come up? No, we just said, fuck Jack. He will do what we want.
Pretty much.
I'm really sorry that you missed the BB-8 ball gag. Okay,
it's okay, Nick. You're the Matt. You're the producer. You're the head cheese.
I'm not the producer. I figure you have other things going on, so I.
No, you're the producer. You take it's your show. You take it wherever you want. If it wins an award, you get the award. Okay.
All right. So on with the show.
So,
what did you guys think of Watchmen?
I love the trailer to Star Wars, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Really?
You would.
We can get into that too, because Chris was just meh.
I saw he posted something he hated, and I said, "Sure, that's not Nick."
I didn't hate it. I definitely didn't hate it. I just was not.
He was all jacked up on his Tom Brady love.
Well, I mean, how can you not? Although Tom Brady wasn't the star yesterday.
When do the Patriots play a team that has a win?
It was that Jets.
When's the Chargers going to be relevant?
Fuck, I don't care. Fuck them.
The star of that game was the Jets.
Fuck the Chargers.
Was the Jets fan that had to be carried away by 8 security guards for fighting in the stands who fought more than the Jets' actual team.
I didn't see that video. Is it?
Yeah, it's like it's this guy. He's a pretty hefty guy, but yeah, like you see him being carried out by like at least eight security guys. And he's just like, "Hold on."
maybe he saw ghosts like the quarterback for the Jets.
Maybe.
Yeah, how bad was that? Like, I mean, first of all, like
I didn't watch the game. I saw your mic up.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I saw the Monday. He probably had hit so many times. I saw the Monday night matchup. I go, well, this will be a great game.
But anyways, Watchmen.
Did Jack really freeze, or is that just his face? Oh, okay.
So I'll talk about the Watchmen for a second. So
sure. Can we get to the Watchmen? My God, Jesus Christ!
Did you watch the movie, Jack?
Yes, I did watch it.
Okay.
It was a little I liked it, but it was a little long.
Yeah.
Okay. He's talking about Dr. Manhattan's dick.
See, I didn't like the movie. Yeah, I thought the movie was one of the most overrated movies. I think The Watchmen and what's his name's Batman were the most overrated movies ever.
Dark Knight.
Yeah, Dark Knight and Watchmen. are on the top of my list of the most overrated movies. But anyways, because
I noticed with Dr. Manhattan, when he was really large, they didn't show him naked. That just to make the guys in the audience go, well, come on, man, that's not right.
Well, it's scare kids. Snuffle up, don't look.
So anyways, we'll talk about The Watchmen, the TV show. So the Watchmen TV show premiered this past week on HBO. And I forgot that it was going to be airing completely. I actually didn't even realize it was on until someone posted that they watched the episode. I was like, oh, man, that's right, Watchmen's on. So the other day I watched it. I had the day off. I think it was Monday, right? What's today?
Today's Tuesday.
Sunday. And I think I watched it yesterday. Yes, yeah, so I watched it yesterday morning. I had the day off yesterday, and my son was taking a nap, so I watched it. And I didn't know what to expect. And right out of the gates, Lindelof, man, he's got some brass balls, because he managed to, like, essentially call out like some of the most sensitive topics in our society all in one episode. It was incredible. So the show starts off with like a reenactment of sorts of the Tulsa massacre, which I was like, whoa, they went there with this, you know? So like right out of the gates, you're getting some like really heavy shit with this show. And then it progresses on, but I was so impressed with how well done that first pilot episode was. A lot of cool little head nods to the comic and the movie. You get to see like a news report of Dr. Manhattan like building and destroying shit on Mars, which is that was kind of interesting. So who knows? Maybe he'll be incorporated into the show. But overall, it was really, really heavy, like super heavy. Yeah. Like, I felt honestly in the opening sequence of the pilot, I was like, I felt very uneasy. And I felt like I don't know where he's going to go with this. I'm getting nervous about the show because it could be a little too much. But for me, it just kept building and building and building. And, you know, some would say a very predictable ending to the first episode did happen, but I don't feel bad about it, right? I feel like it did a nice enough job building up the characters surrounding, you know, one of the guys that gets killed off. I mean, granted, so Lindelof pissed off a number of groups, right? So Lindelof pissed off the white supremacists who might be still subscribed and watching HBO. Fuck you if you are. So, sorry, I don't feel bad if you're pissed. He pissed off law enforcement.
Show? Where's like, law enforcement.
Law enforcement did not get a good shake on this show, based upon the timeline, the story. He pissed off a ton of Miami Vice fans who are not going to come back because of the way certain things were treated. But overall, like there's, you can tell there's some serious character depth that reminds me of a little show that we all know and love called Lost. So like I felt really good at the end of this episode good enough to make me really excited to watch the next episode. So that's my little brief rundown of The Watchmen. I want to know more about Jeremy Irons and what the fuck is going on with Jeremy Irons. But yeah. That's it. Cool.
He likes to sit. I thought he was Robert Kraft for a second.
Oh, yeah, dude, I did too. I'm like, is she giving my handy? Is that what's going on right now? I was like, God, that's weird.
It's the owner of the Patriots.
Are you going to win a Super Bowl too?
You get a Super Bowl. You get a Super Bowl. Chargers, fuck you. Anyway, Nick, what was your take on it?
I don't think I can follow that.
Did I freeze? Okay.
I think I remember yesterday you were a bit more meh on it.
Yeah, I mean, I was. I enjoyed, like Chris said, the opening. I thought was a solid opening because I didn't even know that happened in history. It's something that's kind of been glossed over. And of course, I immediately looked it up because I was like, what is this? Like, what? And so I was like reading all about it. And I was like, oh, this is really, because that, especially with the planes throwing bombs, I was like, what? Mm-hmm. I was like, how is that? And that was true. I was like, holy cow. You know, and then it kind of, it's just character development. It's a typical first episode, so that's expected. But yeah, I kind of felt it was a bit slow. I liked the little difference a bit with Warshak. I was like, oh, that's different, you know. Yeah, like, I mean, Chris took the words out of my mouth, and because that was me saying I thought the ending was predictable. But yeah, I mean, I'm still definitely going to keep watching. I mean,
we kind of felt that. I mean, and I'm not trying to talk for Jack, but apparently I'm saying, including him. But we were kind of the mindset, though, if you listen to that show, because apparently we do another podcast now together, Jack and I.
What show?
There's another show?
Yeah, there's another podcast. Yeah,
well, Matt hasn't been able to kick me off yet.
He's Jack's on another show.
He is. He does Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
And?
Don't do that ever again, Jack.
Please stop that. And Bruno with a...
He does Survivor, and he does
for those at home listening, which is all of you. Jack just tried his best to dance with one arm.
No, that's when one of the judges Bruno gives an 8. He's very animated. So
yes, he is.
I thought that was like how you backhanded people.
Oh, backhanded people.
Easy, Hawkeye. Easy.
I just go.
You're like,
too soon?
Anyway, Jack and I mean, when we talked, though, we had kind of discussed that we thought it could have gone another way at the very end, where that character could have been going to kill off another character. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that's I thought maybe he was, we don't know what he was doing.
Right.
You and Jay think that I think we don't actually know what he was doing.
Right. No, yeah, that's right. You had the crackpotty theory that he is actually doing something completely different and not actually going to.
Because why wouldn't he take the police with him?
No, that's fair. And I had actually thought about that. I actually mulled that over afterwards. And I was like, oh, yeah, Jack might be right.
But the comedian is not a good person. So.
Right. And, and this character is kind of set up as a new comedian, I think. Or at least that's what Jay was trying to...
He had me laughing.
And yeah, I thought that was interesting about Gossett Jr. I guess that's her dad. I didn't put that together.
That's not her dad.
Okay, then why was he there? Why was he there at the end, I wonder?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
He's 105.
Yeah, based on his age. 105.
That's true.
Real quick, I did what I usually do and make a statement without actually researching it. I take back my Hawkeye statement. I didn't get the whole story correctly. It's not great. That was an insensitive thing to say. I'm sorry.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Judging by all of your non-reactions, I don't know if you guys read the story about Hawkeye.
We did not.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, cool. You mean the actor who plays Hawkeye?
Yeah, it's not great. And I shouldn't have said that, and I'm sorry.
What about Alan?
Hawkeye from MASH?
No,
the Marvel Hawkeye.
Oh, okay.
He's going to do an ex-wife thing right now.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
I take it all back.
Shit. All right. Well.
So if you'd like to vote to kick Chris off the podcast,
I would completely understand.
That'll be our next versus. Yeah.
Well, there was one other thing I wanted to mention, which wasn't actually brought up, and I apologize for anybody that hasn't watched Watchmen and doesn't give two shits about the show, and that we've talked this.
But it's our show, and Matt will take any direction he wants because he's a producer.
I'm not the producer of the show. I just started the recording because. You know, I figured you were doing some Dancing with the Stars thing tonight.
No, I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, you saw the picture that I posted. There's a picture that it is of Don Johnson's character. You know, it's a black and white of him as like a little boy, and his dad's a cop. And I don't know if they're just kind of like trying to set it up like, oh, yeah, his dad was a cop. He's a cop. However...
Who knew his dad was Tubbs?
His dad's not Tubbs. Trying to derail my conspiracy theory. Anyway, I thought his dad looked an awfully a lot like one of the characters at the very beginning during
it was, the raid. It was pretty spot on.
So, anyway, if you're curious as to what I'm saying, I did post pictures of about it on the Jay and Jack Facebook group. It's not even on the patrons. But look for our podcast link on the Jay and Jack Facebook, and you'll see the two pictures that I posted there.
I think Nick said he mentioned they didn't know about the Tulsa riots because I think it was Regina King posted on Twitter. Someone from the show posted on Twitter that it wasn't taught in our history books. And like I said, I knew about it vaguely a couple years ago just because I think someone posted on Twitter or something like that. So I wasn't shocked by it. And then Axel Foley posted something on our Facebook page before, and I read it. But it wasn't in our history books.
No.
It wasn't in my history books. And
I learned about that in college.
Yeah. So, just saying.
Well.
It was my college sociology class. It was
a horrific event.
Yep.
So, largest.
I mean, there's lots
of all history should be reported.
Well, I mean, there's lots of things when it comes to that kind of things that are glossed over, like, you know, the 1863 draft riots in New York, you know, because that was, you know, a lot of Irish people as well as being innocently murdered, you know. And so it's just things like people that don't want to talk about things they're ashamed of.
But this is the single largest event in our history.
Right.
Of a lynching. So it's a black eye, but we should talk about these things.
And not in a goddamn presidential rally or interview.
There is that. Sorry. But I mean, as with history, we have to remember these things so that we don't repeat them.
Exactly. It's how you learn from it.
Yeah. Anyway, Jack, I didn't want to step all over what you wanted to talk about the Star Wars trailer. I wanted to hear your feedback about that.
It's funny. I'm not like a geeks like you guys, you know, but, I do. Yeah,
I think we're done with Jack now.
I do get excited. I don't know if it's just the music or just the way they edit it. It really made me want to go watch. And I didn't go and buy tickets for it. I know you guys probably all have tickets.
I know Matt and I do. I'm not sure if Chris does. Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I said, because it's not something my wife's going to go watch. So it's like, I'll have to wait till Jay sees it like 10 times. And I go, hey, Dad, you want to go see the movie? And then he'll take me to go see it. But but no, I thought it was, it just gets you that whole, you know, as like I said, when I was 14, it came out. And now I'm 57. And I was thinking, I go, you know, if they would have done those movies, bang, 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 bang,
yeah,
it'd have a whole different direction. There's no way. I think back in the say first one came out in 77. Mm-hmm. So say it went they were doing the ninth one on in like 88, whatever it was, you know, if they rifled them out, there's no way a woman would be the main character back then.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, I know George Lucas has said that it was, he made it targeted to 13-year-old boys. So,
yeah. So, you know, so there's I'm not saying that to be a dick. I'm just saying that's just,
no, I'm not it saying was. It to be a dick.
No, Lucas, he's true statements.
Yeah. Now,
Jack, I'm with you though, Jack, because you mentioned the score. That was probably my favorite thing. And if you listen to the Owen Brews podcast, you can hear our full critique of it. But I will share that, like, I got goosebumps listening to John Williams' score in this particular trailer, just the way that it was cut. The way that, again, I think I criticize myself for I'm not musically knowledgeable, so I don't know what the terminology is. But the tempo or the theme behind it or whatever it was, the tweak that they made for this being like the end of the saga, really got me excited from that perspective. Rest of the trailer, however, I wasn't super excited about because I didn't feel like we saw anything new.
I'm glad they didn't show anything new.
Yeah, because the movie's gonna be freaking badass.
To me, it's just the music alone, and just showing the clips is enough to draw me in. I mean, plus it's okay. It's Star Wars. I'm going to go see it.
Yeah.
Based on that thing that Matt, you know, sent us today with what Rey could be potentially holding in her hand, that kind of gave away a big plat chunk, if that's true.
Was it a joy glove?
It was a joy glove.
It was. It was a joy glove.
God, I was trying to keep it subtle, Jack, and you guessed it.
Doesn't Luke have a joy glove instead of a hand?
I think Jay has a few joy gloves.
All right, so the part that gave me chills, Jack, though, was the part where it's Luke's voice at the end, you know, the Force will be with you, and it switches to Leia, and she says always. I love how they edited that together. Like, it's not even, I mean, all we're seeing is Rey at that point with flashing lights. Like, we're not even seeing anything new. I just love how they did that, the music, and it all kind of came together at that end, and I'm like, oh, you know, that's cool. And, you know, and it's a for my family, it is a family kind of thing. Like, you know, my wife, who's just kind of like, yeah, whatever, she's drawn into it, so that when I'm at work, she's at home with the kids and they're all speculating and they got things going, and she's texting me like, we got our own, you know, podcast discussion going at home now, you know. I'm just like, okay, guys. You know, so, you know,
all right, Lucy, you can be in the show. All right, Lucy.
I thought it was neat.
Go ahead, Nick. Yeah,
I thought it's just a neat little thing I spotted today, that on the poster that was released, that for the first time ever, Carrie Fisher got top billing.
Yeah,
because it's always been really? Mark Hamill than Carrie Fisher. Yeah. So now it's Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill.
That's rad.
Just because, like, it's just a nice little thing for her.
It's awesome. I mean, you know, and this was her movie. They'd always planned for this to be Leia's movie, and sadly, she died prematurely to that this wouldn't happen, that this would showcase her, because the first one was going to be about Solo, or at least feature him. The second one was to feature Luke, and this one was to feature Leia. So, you know, so it is great that they kind of kept with that, and like you mentioned, Nick, that they put her as top billing. So, yeah. Well, anyway, good stuff. If you haven't done so already, you know, why don't we go ahead and take a commercial break?
I was about to just say that.
So now that we're back from that commercial break, and
that was a long one.
It was long, and I apologize for making it 40 minutes.
It was a Star Wars trailer, right?
It was
2 minutes and 37 seconds or whatever. So I saw Zombieland 2. Did anyone else see that?
I did not, no.
No, is it good?
I think it's just, I mean, if you like the first one, you'll like this one. It's just a good, lighthearted, you know, action-ish, you know, kind of film. I don't think it's as good as the first one, but there's not many second ones that are ever better than the first one. Yeah, I liked it. It's definitely got, there's one really, really subtle inside joke to the movie Kingpin that's in it, which I liked.
They milk a bull?
No, it's just something that gets said. And you're kind of like, and you get, if you like the movie Kingpin, then you'll get it. But if you've never seen it, then you'll just go right over your head.
I've only seen it once.
Oh, look, God, you need to watch Kingpin. That's a great movie.
I did watch it.
You said once.
It's the sequel to Daredevil.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have a friend of mine who runs a site called Should I Go See It? And it's simply a yes or no about every movie. He goes and sees every single movie that comes out, whether you probably even heard of it or not. Mm-hmm. And his one sentence review was pretty good. So Should I Go See It? Yes. Admittedly, it's unnecessary and not nearly as good as the original, but the sequel still entertained me, and I enjoyed revisiting this world and its characters.
Yeah, that's the best review you can give. That's exactly what it is. I mean, it's not better, but you're like, hey, you know, I'm up for the ride. You know, it's got some funny things. There is some stuff you're kind of like, okay.
From the first one, from the second one? How many years difference?
It's 10 years.
10 years, okay.
So, but they explained that like early on, that after the first film, they set it up as in like, oh, we've learned a lot about the zombies since that, when that first happened, and we've got categories now of zombies, and that basically they've been living in the White House in D.C. for this whole time, because they fortified it all up and they've just lived there. And
were they able to kill Negan?
No, Negan took over. It's fitting because they moved into the White House and Negan takes half their shit.
with his baseball bat.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Walking Dead in like 2 years. I couldn't believe he's still alive. Spoiler. Yeah.
Wait, who is?
Negan. From Walking Dead.
He has no butt. He's
Jack and I walked away from Walking Dead and we haven't walked back.
No, I stopped podcasting and we've said, screw it, I'm done.
That show sucks.
It kind of burnt us on it. I mean,
yeah, really. It did. It just got so stupid.
And
yeah.
So great at one point and I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. I quit watching when Earl got bit. And then I was like, okay, I'm done.
I think there's also shows too. And Jack's obviously podcasted way more TV shows than I have. But there's just those shows out there that, like, if you have to watch it more than once and talk about it a third time, it's like it almost kills it. You know, like there's some shows like Lost where you're just like, oh, I just want to pour over this with it, like every fiber in my body and my being, you know, and you want
to
like
you wanted to watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even Game of Thrones where you're like you tuned in because you were like, I'm never reading these books. What does Nick have to say? you know, so there's those shows though that require that, and there are those shows that if you're trying to squeeze blood out of a turnip, you're going to be the turnip. So, and that's
plus kind of when you're podcasting. I know there's some people that they podcast and they just bash the show. I mean, I remember there were some Lost podcasts. Alas, the final season is bad. I go, why are you still watching it? But that was that way with Walking Dead. Is I just couldn't think of anything positive to say towards the end. I said, I can't keep doing this. I can't. It's so bad.
It was. It's horrible. But yeah, Zombieland 2, I would say watch it. If you like the first one, you'll like this one. It's good.
And I love Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, he does a good job. He stays true to character. Actually, all of them did, you know. And then I'm going to go watch The Lighthouse this weekend, which is a little independent film with William Dafoe and
The vampire guy.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a dark comedy. I don't know much about it other than it's two guys in like 1898 in a lighthouse in New England.
It's filmed in black and white.
It's filmed black and white. Yeah. No, it's not.
Do they play at the lighthouse? You said filmed in New England. Do they play anybody with a winning record?
I think no. I think they're all from Rhode Island, so they have issues.
fucking Rhode Islanders.
It's here on my desk. I don't know if you got. I have a product to endorse, which I haven't emailed them or anything. But if you guys. Food? I don't know jack shit about a lot of things, as all of us do, but I was in a sporting goods store the other day and this guy goes, oh, you should buy these pair of socks. And I was like, and I don't know if you guys, I have sweaty.
I was going to say, do your feet stink?
My feet usually sweat.
You walked in and go, whoa, okay, I need some new socks.
Well, my whole life I've bought the thinnest cotton socks I've ever could find because my feet sweat and I like to keep them cool. So he gives me these socks called Darn Tough, and they're wool, which I thought, I don't want to wear that crap, you know, and it's merino wool, and I've worn them every day for like 2 weeks. Like, I've got different pairs, but like...
Okay.
I was going to say, wow.
Yeah. Gross.
Socks. Yeah, no, but like... My feet stay cool. I'm like, oh my god, like they're warm or they're cool. Like, it's like, these are awesome invention. Whoever made these? So I don't know if you guys have ever bought them, but
I have worn a pair of socks called Smart Wool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but
I've worn out Smart Wool socks. They are awesome.
Yeah, me too. And they're, you know, it's one of those things. As a guy, you get a little older, and when you're a kid, you're like, fuck socks.
Yeah.
Fuck socks. I don't want socks. And then you get older, and you're like, yeah, but, you know, there's something about a nice sock.
Darn Tough socks.
Darn tough.
Made in Vermont.
Made in Vermont, yeah. And he made me a believer. I mean, the next day I put them on, and I went, oh, my God.
Believer.
I was like, these things are awesome.
Your feet no longer stink.
Well, they never stink.
Well, how did you know you needed socks?
I was looking at hiking boots, And so I bought, I do have them.
He came over and said, you know what?
So I bought a pair of.
You could use some socks.
I bought a pair of Danner.
You bought Kevin McAllister boots, dude.
Yeah. Danner Hike Weeks made in Oregon. And, yeah. And then he was like, you should get you a good pair of socks. Thank you for slightly insulting me, Chris. Appreciate it.
Can I just make one observation? Why are you buying all of this product from liberal states?
Yeah, why are you not buying it from jandjack.com/Amazon? Just
learn. Yeah. I'm sure Amazon has socks that don't make your feet smell.
To be clear, his feet don't smell. He can't be more emphatic about that.
Yeah, they don't. We'll stick them on you next time I see you, Jack. Just foot in the face.
You're still single. That's all I gotta say.
I'm dating.
Smelly feet have a lot to do with that.
Not only is he dating, but you. I think was it last podcast you mentioned the woman I am seeing.
Yeah,
we kind of glossed over it, but. I noticed.
We all said afterwards, are we invited to the wedding?
It was like dating the woman I am seeing.
What do you say when you get to a certain age more? Like, you can't just say like, oh, I have a girlfriend.
My partner in crime.
You can see your girlfriend.
Totally.
It's okay. And you can tell her she approves of your socks now.
Yeah.
Or you can be woke.
And I'm just going to leave them on. Like, just get buck naked and just have my big thick wool socks on. See how that works.
Good luck. Tell us how
exactly.
My oldest daughter has smelly feet, and she used to play soccer. She played soccer in high school, stuff like that. And me driving, I go, "Did you take your cleats off? Put your cleats back on. Put your cleats." I go, "No. These cleats cannot stay in the house. They have to go outside. Can you put? And plus, I go, they need to be wrapped in a plastic bag." I go, I know it's the garage, but your feet stink bad. They smell bad. So,
oh my gosh, I do that with my son. So he like the other day, I think it was Sunday, like he had even taken a bath that morning, and then we're out working on something together, and he's got these shoes on, and I'm like, you're going to have to wash your feet again. They stink.
She just had feet from hell. There was just nothing you could do about it. Cause I know when I was, I've talked about this before. I never wore socks, you know, from like 18 to 24. I never wore socks. So my feet obviously be the shoes would be a little squishy after a while. But I didn't care because, again, who cared? You know, didn't wear – it was California. You don't wear – I wore the Magna P.I. shorts and the smelly shoes.
But Nick, these darn tough socks, they're $16 a pair for like the low cut. Did you get the high cut?
I got
you got the bikini cut.
Not mid calf, I'd say.
Why is that? Do you starch them? Why are they so stiff?
Hold on a second. Those are tube socks.
Are you sure you didn't use that as a power glove?
That reminds me of the day when we used to have the stripes on top of our
They're darn tough, Jack. They're really
thank you, Chris, for that setup.
You're welcome. you know what? I'm gonna buy a pair.
You should buy a pair. I really like them.
I like this.
It's wintertime. You can get the longer socks, but yeah.
They sell them locally too, apparently.
When you get the short socks, do you get the ones that have a little thing or just the ankle?
If I'm in the summertime, I'll wear the ankle socks for my tennis shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so they do sell them at REI and at LL Bean as well.
Yeah. I was at a Scheels, which I had never heard of, which is, I guess, a new chain. It's just like, you know, Bass Pro Shop or Cabela's or anything else. And so I was like, oh, these are neat.
Oh, they sell them at the yoga studio next to where I work. Interesting. Oh, cool.
Right. Do they sell them on Amazon?
Maybe.
Probably not. Let's find out.
we should have a versus on socks.
That would be exciting.
And they absolutely do sell them on Amazon.
Cool.
Oh, I thought you were going to answer my question.
Oh, dude, I... Wait. I have these socks.
You do.
Wow.
I have those thongs.
I have those thongs.
That's hysterical. I actually have a pair of these. They are good.
They are good. Yeah.
And they're just as stiff.
And they can stop a bullet, which is great. So someone's shooting at you, just stick your foot up. I got it. Boom, boom, boom. It's like Wonder Woman. It's her wrist bracelet. I mean, you have socks.
Are you wearing pants, Jack?
I'm wearing shorts.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. You know, I didn't know if you had an assistant that came in, called you.
But we should all know as we get
older. That would be great.
It's the little things that make us happy. And I was happy about a pair of socks. So
hey, I'm teasing, but nothing excites me more than getting, like, for Christmas, get me a pair of socks, pack of socks. I like new socks,
like good socks, not shitty socks.
No, I don't care. I'm not stuck up like you guys. I don't care as long as they're just like new socks. I like socks.
Yeah, we know you littered your wife's laundry room with them.
Oh, I thought that was funny.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Oh, shit. Man, she just schooled you. It's like
I forgot she was in the room.
Uh-huh.
So speaking of things...
Oh, give me some socks.
Speaking of things that surprise us and excite us, in my adventures of Hulu, last week I mentioned about how Baxter chose something for me on Hulu. This week, I fell asleep... As you do, I'd put on like something like Goldberg's, let's say. And I just was like,
I stopped watching Goldberg's a couple years
ago. Yeah,
it's last season.
Yeah.
It's the same episode every week.
It's the same. It's like eating a potato chip. You're like, this is what it is. So anyway, I just put on some like, I'd put that on. I fell asleep. Okay. And Hulu does this thing where like after you're done, if you don't have anything in your queue, it just says, oh, I'm just going to suggest this to you and you're going to want.
Yeah.
So I wake up like, and I probably was asleep for like an hour, right? I wake up and there's a show that's on. I have no idea what show this is at all. I have no frame of reference at all. I'm just waking up. And this guy is just having sex with this girl. And I'm just like, what is going on?
Hey, I'm still dreaming.
And it's like, it's just, and then they start doing different positions and I'm like, wow.
Were either one of them wearing socks?
I don't remember if the guy was, but she definitely was not.
Okay. All right.
And I was surprised at how much nudity I was getting. I was like, I don't know what show this is. And then
you should keep watching so you can find out.
And it was weird too. Cause then there was a puppy in the scene that like just. Like came like it wasn't in all the right. Sex. Okay, it didn't get weird like that.
You've gone to a different channel.
It's Hulu. It's still Hulu, people. So anyway,
Pornhub.
I just was like, I gotta like. So I went to bed. Basically, I just kind of turned off the TV and went to bed, and then I had to tell my wife about it. Because I was like, I don't want her to like see this in the queue and be like, what the fuck were you watching? So she did a little bit of digging, and it's a TV show called Couples or Coupling.
You never watched Coupling? That's about, I've talked about it all the time.
Coupling. Yeah.
It was a BBC show from 2004.
Okay. So it was episode 3 of season 1.
Okay. So that's the Sock Gap.
Sock Gap.
That's the one where that's where they go to the funeral, right? No, that's the Giggle Loop. The Giggle Loop.
No. It was called Animal something.
Then it's not Coupling then.
Okay, I'm gonna look it up here again. I swear it was called Coupling.
One second.
Yeah, one second while I look this up here. Okay, maybe it wasn't called Coupling. I don't know what the fuck this show
was. I think your wife gave you a different show to watch. She doesn't want you watching the other show.
I know. I was really trying to figure out what... Okay, I don't know what show...
She first said Sesame Street, right?
This is Coupling.
Okay, no, it wasn't Coupling. It was... God.
Couples?
Now I'm blanking on what this show is called. Maybe it was called Casual. I bet that's what it was called. Casual. That's what it was called.
I've seen Casual.
Okay. So it was
that's an American show.
Yes. Cause I was like
three seasons.
I know it's not British, but yeah, it was called Casual. And it was funny because it jumped to the third episode in the season.
I watched all three seasons. It was actually not a bad show.
Okay, so is there nudity throughout the entire?
I don't think so. No, I mean sometimes because it's casual. It's casual hookups. It's like the one of the guys, he owned a company that he admitted like Plenty of Fish type
okay,
donuts and waffles or whatever Nick used to go on, coffee and donuts, dating app. Yeah.
Coffee
casual. Yeah. It was three seasons. It wasn't bad.
All right. Well, anyway, it just was so random that like, the show comes on and I wake up during the sex scene. I'm just like,
how convenient.
Yeah.
How convenient.
Then you went to bed, honey. I just learned something.
Speaking of things that suck. how about those Chargers? Now I gotta be honest with you. I'm hate watching the game. I'm thinking, okay, the Titans have this game wrapped up. Well, they got a terrible spot on this fourth down. Well, they got a great spot on the fourth down play. They were given, but on the third down play, on the fourth down play, they got a terrible spot. I thought they got the first down. And was it Mark? What's his name? He used to play for New England. Babel? Chris? The head coach of Tennessee.
Oh, Vrabel.
Babel. So anyway, he doesn't challenge. He has three timeouts with like 2.5 minutes to go, and he doesn't challenge the spot. He's got nothing to lose. So anyway, the Chargers drive down. They get down. They think they scored a touchdown. Chargers are going crazy. I'm thinking, fuck, goddamn, fucking Chargers come back and win this game. Well, they did the replay. It got overruled. So like 37 seconds left. They try the next play. The running back Melvin Gordon fumbles the ball. So now it's third down. On third down and goal. Was so many times instead of throwing the ball and kicking a field goal to tie, if they don't get it, they run again. He fumbles the ball, loses the ball, and the Chargers don't score. They thought they scored like three times I'm like, ha, ha. It's almost like I'm so glad I'm not a Charger fan anymore because it's like, I mean, I did towards the end say, okay, I'm not gonna get pissed off at games anymore, but that's just the Charger way of losing. And you see Rivers' face is like, why am I still here? Why am I playing for this shit organization? My whole fucking career was ruined by this shit organization. Eli Manning, who sucks, has two Super Bowl rings.
It's true. One of them against the Patriots.
Yeah, two against Patriots.
Both of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got to look at Rivers, who's David far better quarterback than Eli Manning. But Eli Manning has two Super Bowl rings, and poor Philip Rivers is going to probably retire without nothing.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah. So he's just got to be thinking, fucking Eli Manning forced that trade. Anyway, I got some joy out of it because, you know, I don't like the Chargers. I hope they move back. So.
Well, I'm glad you're hate watching football. I'm not. So enjoyed the Colts win this weekend. This past weekend, and big shout out to one of our fans, Eric. I know he's a big fan of this show. Always comments and likes.
Is a big fan kind of overdoing it? He likes the show. Oh, you're the producer. You say what you want.
I'm not the fucking producer.
Do you not like this show?
I don't produce this show. I just
why are you against saying you're the producer? What's the big fucking deal? You're the producer.
I think of this as your show, Jack. I just happen to be working for you.
It's not my show. I'm surprised I'm still on it. I'm surprised you sent me the feed.
You just got on the Star Wars podcast, you know? It's like maybe if you can come along for Star Wars show, you know, sometime. You got anything planned for November? You know, you could join us for some Mandalorian talk. If you say what's a Mandalorian, I'm going to fucking like mute you.
That's from Back to the Future, right?
You got it.
Anyway,
that was the original name.
1.21 parsecs, dude. It's a mashup.
I just wanted to give a shout out to one of our fans who happened to be at the game, saw that he was posting about it. I'm glad that he was there. That's awesome. Sometimes, okay, so yeah, I'm just going to paint a scene for you. Sometimes on a Sunday, you don't always get to like sit down and watch the game because it's on at 1 o'clock and you got shit to do. You know, you got like family stuff going on or chores to do. And so that was one of those games where I had to kind of listen to it through the car radio.
Chores, what are you, like five?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
You're 47.
I am not fucking 47. Shut your face.
Just 10 years younger than Jack.
Okay. Yeah. In a few years, okay, I'll be podcasting with you still, and I'm sure. I will announce when I'm 47, but don't make me older than what I already am. Anyway, it was one of those games that like I was listening to the radio, and you know, listening to a football game on the radio, it's like it's a whole other experience, you know. It's like you're paying attention to like what everything that they're saying, you know, and players and picking up on little. It's fun. It's I don't know. I have kind of fond memories of just like this aspect of, you know, the radio.
Can I ask you a question? I always hate it when they go coming to you from left. The Chargers are lining up from left to right. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
They don't say it on the. They always would say it on the Charger broadcast.
Oh.
Or any game I'm listening to on with
Usef's. What was the line they would say?
Left to right.
They're lining up left to right. What the fuck does that mean? They're on the field. They're on the left side, the right's lining up left to right.
Oh.
You're like my left or your left?
I don't know. They never explained it. They just go lining up left to right like I'm supposed to fucking know what they're talking about.
I always
bring it up?
I always hear them say like where they are, like if they're in the other team's, you know, like 30-yard line or if they're in their 30-yard line, you know. And my son was with me and so we're driving, we're listening to it, and I'm just like, okay, you got to understand, like when he says this, this is what this means, and you know, and like trying to explain it to him. And my son, he's pretty good at math, but like he's only picking up bits and pieces, you know, and trying to make heads and tails of what's going on in the game. And at some point he's like, okay, so we're 40 points ahead? And I'm like, no, we're on the 40-yard line, okay? We're not 40 points ahead.
Did you make him get out and walk?
No, I'm not.
Well, how's he going to learn? I forgot, it's a different generation. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so that was the story. I know it's not as exciting as the porn story that I woke up to, but there you have it. Those are the things that happened to me over the weekend.
Did your son finally get it, though? It's like
we listened to most of the game, like I think the third quarter, and then we finally came inside, and I was like, well, we're watching the last quarter of this game. So
did you make him sit down and watch it?
No, I mean, I don't make him sit down and watch it. He's already like, you know, like,
invested into it.
Yeah, he's already invested into it. He's excited to watch it. So, but then after that, it was all Nerf darts. He's at
okay.
He just wants to play Nerf darts. And for the other people on this podcast that like Star Wars, his new thing is we like to line up all of the Star Wars figures. On a little
platform. Wait, he took them out of the box?
Yeah, they're out of the box. We play with them.
Done.
You're done. What are you, Jay, about this now?
Yeah. Just devalued them. Gah!
So,
and then you shoot them with Nerf darts?
Yeah, we do.
Put marks on them?
Encourage violence.
This has like a mark on it.
It's fun. I mean, we have a little game. It's like every villain is worth 2 points, and sometimes we'll always put in like a good guy. If you knock down the good guy, then it's negative. So, and then the last one to make it interesting is worth a bonus 10. So it's worth a full point, 12 points.
Wow.
So it's anybody's game. So that way it's still exciting. But yeah, we have fun with it. So nerfs. But when all said and done, really what he wants to do is just shoot at me. You know, like, you know.
You need those protective socks.
So you're Darth Vader, and he's Luke, and he's trying to kill his father. Gotcha.
There you go. Yeah.
art yeah, imitating you, life.
Exactly.
Do you ever say, I am your father? And he goes, no!
I'm more like Beckett, and he's like Solo. So he was his father figure. Mm-hmm. So
that you were reaching for that one, Matt.
They shoot each other.
Dude, like, even I almost had to Google that shit. Who the hell is Beckett?
Luke and Darth like battle with.
Wasn't that Ted Danson's character on the TV show?
No. Yeah, it's true. But
so Ted Danson
is in the Skywalker Rise of Skywalker movie. Spoiler.
Ted Danson is?
No.
Was Dominic Monaghan really in the?
Yes, he's in the trailer in the background.
Okay.
He's yelling something at Rose. So Nick thinks he's yelling, get out of here.
Actually, he's yelling 11 C's.
Says it's not Penny's boat.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
It's not the Emperor's ship.
Yeah, he has it on his hand.
Wait.
Not Emperor's ship. Right in my hand.
I'm a bloody rock god.
I'm a space heroin addict.
Yeah. Let's play the heroin game before you go.
I make one wrong suggestion, and
oh man, it was way wrong.
even Darth Vader's like saying, "Look, playing the heroin game is just wrong.
Look,
it's just wrong." Darth Vader said it.
Fair enough. This is no longer my produced show. Stepping down. I don't produce this show. We all contribute something. Nick does a song every week. I do a drawing for people, which I'm really.
I don't do shit.
He interrupts people.
Just getting to that. You promote stuff. That's your. And Jack's the cute one.
I'm a professional namer of shit. That's what I do. I name things.
You name things and you promote stuff.
Yeah.
You're good at that. You know. It's like you can't. You can't.
What is this? You can't.
What are you doing, dude? I don't know. I was just holding,
grabbing your boobs.
These are DOS boats. Thank you for the listener that pointed out it's called DOS boat, but we will never call it DOS boat.
No, it's DOS boots. DOS boots.
You cannot, bro. You cannot.
I actually used to say it correctly, but then you guys wore me down.
When?
Someone said I always said it correctly, and I finally said, I give up. I can't do it. I just got it.
You got that too much
pressure.
He gave in to peer pressure.
This is a conspiracy theory that goes all the way back to the
Clintons. He's pulling it out of his boot.
That's true. At least he's got those.
It's a Canadian film.
Yeah.
At least he's wearing those darn tough thongs.
That's a boot.
Why did you post in chat? You posted you bought it on janecheck.com/Amazon, Chris.
I bought the socks.
Well, only we can see it.
Well, I was just reassuring you all that I bought them on our
Well, how do we, you can just be posting it? We don't know that for a fact.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm sure someone you probably have access to seeing what was bought, right?
I don't remember the password anymore, to be honest. I don't remember. I can't get into it. I don't know.
Good one, Jack.
The Twitter account?
No. Oh, the Amazon account. Sure,
we're not going to say what the passwords that Jack usually uses on air.
One, two.
The password three, is password.
Four.
That's the kind of combination an idiot has on his luggage.
Jack, you'd appreciate this. Yesterday, before we began our Star Wars podcast, I told Chris,
just keep rubbing it in my face.
I told Chris not to cuss on the show.
Yeah, did it work?
That's all he did. Chris just right out of the gate, just an F-bomb.
He was pretty livid that I would just call him out and not Nick.
Seriously, I don't know where you get this from. Like, Nick is the guy who cusses when he shouldn't. It's not me.
To be fair to Matt,
if I was going to pick one person that was going to swear, it would be you, Chris.
He did invent the BB-8 ball gag. So. We worth a listen.
BG88. Yeah, you should probably listen to the show to get that
one.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
We did. We definitely take a turn at the end there.
I may not swear, but I'll encourage everybody else to.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Well, anyway, we're about at time.
We are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are at about an hour and 15, which that was last week. Jack's got a notepad. I mean, it's official.
It's nothing on it. But usually I write down the patron's name so I remember
it. I just like to hold up a blank sheet of paper.
Why am I, if I'm not the producer anymore, you should be giving the thanking the patrons.
I'm not the producer. This is your job. You're the cute one and you say the outro.
The outro. Well, you know, do people shop Amazon anymore?
Yeah.
Is the company going downhill? Well, you can go to Amazon. You go to janejack.com/Amazon. And everything you buy helps all the podcasters on this whole podcasting network. It's amazing. And the Watchmen podcast just came out. Owen Beru's, the broadcasts, Dancing with the Stars, and, of course, the RCAD, which you guys are listening to right now, so you know about it. You can also become a patron. Go to janejack.com. Click the little button to become a patron. You can donate $1 to $1 million. Still looking for that $1 million donor. Mm-hmm. If you donate $1 million and do it for, I say, a year straight, we're not going to let you just do one month.
It goes straight to the Ramblecast.
You can be a guest host on one of these episodes.
What? Just one?
One episode. For a year. If you donate for 2 years straight at $1 million, we'll let you be on 3 episodes. And you can cuss. You can do whatever you want. We won't let the producer, Matt, keep you from cussing.
Okay. There is one certain level of patron that I think we should point out, and that is the fact that at the $5 level, you get the bonus material. So
yeah, which is usually longer than the regular show.
Or just a facsimile. It's like a bonus show. Yeah. So anyway.
But it was a good show last week, especially you like the Beatles. I thought it was a good
day. Yeah, the bonus episode is all about the Beatles. Nick and I really geek out on some music and good stuff.
Yeah, sure. Half of it, I was just trying to stay awake. Anyway, let me
get my notepad out. You were all bitter because you're all like, whatever. Elvis was my man.
I did like Elvis. I like Elvis.
Everybody likes Elvis. I'm just saying.
Everybody likes Elvis?
Everybody likes Elvis. If you don't like Elvis, there's something wrong with you.
Really?
Yeah,
we should do a poll. Say
at least you need to at least like at least one or two Elvis songs. I'm not saying you have to be a diehard Elvis fan, but you have to at least like one.
What's your favorite Elvis movie?
I think favorite Elvis song should be a
Versus.
Yeah, why not? There's tons of Elvis songs, right?
This week,
you want to just keep going and just jump right into it and say like
nope.
All right, next week, be prepared versus best Elvis song or favorite Elvis song.
Sure, favorite Elvis song.
Done.
Anyway, so we thank all our patrons, but we're going to thank Tack from Paris, Eckhart Rickner Glaffelder, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Drake the Destroyer, and Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for everybody who listens. And thanks for Matt for this great job of producing this podcast. Excellent.
Fuck you, Jack. It was 1 in a million.
Wow. Wow. Why do I keep coming back for this abuse?
You abuse me.
Abuse you?
What's up, Chris?
Said he went there.
Oh, yeah, Matt did. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Matt's angry.
You're trying to like
he took it to 11. You know,
like, I mean, you got Nick and I here, who's being, you know, we're sitting back, we're being cordial. Okay. You know, you're dropping F bombs this week. You're talking about heroin games last week. I mean, there might be a point in which we might have to just, you know, just do a quick wellness check, an intervention.
I think we need an intervention because I think the whole Matt fan favorite has gotten to his head.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You're in a safe space.
This is cool. Okay, this is the third podcast I've been on this week.
It did happen to Elvis. He got, you know, he got hooked on drugs and stuff like that. It can happen.
Exactly.
Are you on the drugs, Matt?
You on the heroin game?
I'm.
Are you constipated? Is that what
you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Speaking of constipated, dude, my kid has shit in 2 days.
Oh, it's coming,
dude. I'll save it for the after show.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, everybody wants to tune in for that shit.
Yeah, dude, trust me.
Thank you, patron. You guys are one in a million. And girls, one in a billion. Just trying to save my ass right now.
What's happening?
Oh.
Okay, his stop.
Bye. Hasta luego.